All right, BradCooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show author, singer, and songwriter, Mr. Mac Holland. What is up, Mr. Holland?
Hey, everything's good. How about you, Brad?
I'm good, man. I'm doing good. Just trying to stay cool. I'm down here in Mississippi where it's still kind of warm. I'm ready for the real cool weather to start.
It's nice down here in Augusta, Georgia. I don't have any complaints, man.
Yeah, none man.
Whatsoever.
Yeah,
it's cooled, been real nice.
We cooled off a little bit, but then it started getting, like today was like 85, 86, and I like that 70, 75 degree stuff. That's what I like.
Oh, you like a little cooler, huh?
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's, before we get into your latest single, tell the listeners out there just a little bit about you. You've been around a minute. You've been doing this, you know, for a while. So,
yes.
Just kind of
especially my writing. I've been writing poetry basically ever since I was a teenager. I've got a best-selling book called Mac Holland's Sweet Inspiration, the Mac Holland Book of Inspirational Poetry and Song.
Yep.
Actually, I started basically recording in about like 2014,
yeah.
And you know, I love writing and recording spiritual songs, inspirational songs, of course, anything to encourage people in life. And I've been blessed with some songs that's been doing very well. My latest, which is Lord, I Thank You.
Hold on, let me jump in because you're starting. You're one of those guys, and I'm the same way.
Okay.
You start rattling stuff off, and you'll be answering questions before I even have a chance to ask.
Got you. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. I'm from New York, so like I'll get on a roll, and I sometimes I gotta pull the reins back myself. I live in Mississippi, but I'm from New York originally.
I can hear it.
Yeah. So you started writing, and then this transitioned into songwriting not too long ago. What was it that triggered that? Like, how did that happen?
Well, actually, I wrote a poem. I considered it a poem, but it turned into a song called Your Love Is a Thrill.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, people were reading my poetry, and they loved it. And so I sent it off to a record company in Los Angeles. And the A&R representative called me back and said, we love this song, you know, but we love to have your melody on it. Because I just said the lyrics, you know,
uh-huh.
Brad. And he encouraged me to put a melody to it, and he had a company right in Nashville, Tennessee called Paramount Song.
Yep, I read that.
And they contacted me and said that they would like to record the song, and that was the first song I really recorded, and right now it's still like selling. It's called Your Love Is a Thrill.
So let me jump in. So you have like a really good voice, I'm surprised.
Yeah, in fact, a lot of people told me back when I was in my early 20s, say I need to be in radio.
Well, yeah, you do have a nice voice, like a voiceover, a radio kind of voice too. But
yeah.
I'm surprised it took you this long to really push a singing career as opposed to, you know, not knocking writing. I've written a book myself, so I love writing also.
Right.
But your voice, I'm surprised. Basically, what I'm saying. I'm surprised you're such a late comer with a voice as good as yours.
Right, and I did start singing. I used to sing in the choir at church, in the chorus at school, and we had a neighborhood band. I was the lead singer when I was like 12, 13.
Okay.
But I just kind of like, I don't know, I just didn't look at it as maybe a reasonable goal. You know, I mean, I looked at it as really just being out of my reach. So, you know, I've been blessed with a great job all these years. And so I got kind of detached from even thinking of being a musician or anything. But you know what? You know, Brad, you know, if God, you know, if it's his will, he leads you right back to it.
Yeah.
He leads you right back to it. And like I started writing my poetry. And next thing I know, people were saying, hey, just like what you just told me. It was like, you know, why don't you do this? Because, you know, you sound like you're supposed to do it, and you're writing these great lyrics and everything. And so, and that was a blessing when the A&R representative called me and said, hey, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so from that point on, I've been recording.
Oh, this is really, it's really interesting. And so what about the song, Lord, I Thank You? Now, I listened to this song, and first of all, it's probably one of the best feel-good, I'm glad to be alive and thankful to be your songs I think I ever heard.
Thank you, Brad.
I mean,
thank you for that, Brad.
Yeah, man. What was it that inspired you to write the song in the way you did it?
Well, Brad, you know, when I tell everybody, when I sit down and my wish is to write a gospel song, I just start talking to God and just thanking Him for all He's done for me. Like, before Lord, I thank You. I recorded a song called He Is, which is, it's only been out about 9 months, and people love it. And I just had the inspiration to write another one. And like I said, I sit down and I just think about all the things that God has done for me, and I put it down on paper.
What is your writing process? Do you have lyrics that come to mind, and then you put those lyrics down on paper, and then you put music behind it? Or so, do you sometimes hear a melody in your head?
I'm glad you said that. I've told people, and you've heard it before, and you heard it from different musicians. I've woke up with lyrics in my head and songs in my head and melodies. I wrote my first gospel song, which was called Are You Ready for Your Blessing? I hope you take the time to listen to it. I woke up with that. I had no intentions of writing a gospel song that morning. And I woke up with that melody and those lyrics in my head. And when I intentionally try to write a song, I think of a topic. Like in this situation, my topic was to write another gospel song. And so I thought about thanking God for all He's done for me. And the lyrics just came out naturally. But it's so much, like I say, I've been blessed to, you know, hear the melodies like you say. And that's why I know it's a gift from God, because, you know, even when I'm not even thinking about writing a song, He gives me a song.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome.
I believe that. I think that God uses people as to witness, and He uses their talents that He's given them. You know,
exactly.
You've been given the talent to write and sing songs and write poems. And I think
exactly.
God, you know, I had a pastor. My pastor, I got baptized in Kerrville, Texas, a little Baptist church. This is when
right.
I used to live in Texas. It was this Easter sunrise service. And his name was Joe Taylor, my pastor. And he said something one time in church that I'll never forget. He said, God uses us as chess pieces to put the devil in checkmate.
There you go. There you go. That's a good way of saying it, too.
Isn't that good? Isn't that good?
Yeah, exactly. He uses us as instruments. You know, God has His angels down here on earth.
Yeah.
Simple as that. You know, I've seen it. I live by it every day, Brad. And I'm just happy to be able to record these songs and encourage people.
It's a very inspirational song called Lord, I Thank You. And really, from the beginning to the end, it just makes you feel good, man. If whoever's listening up to this podcast right now, if you're feeling down or just need a lift up, I encourage you to listen to that song, man.
Thank you, Brad. You're not the only one to tell me that. Now, the first promoter I worked with, when he heard it, he said, "This is a hit song." He said, "I love this song," and I've heard it from numerous people. That's why I'm so proud of. I'm proud of. God has blessed me to record a lot of great songs. He is. I mean, I encourage you to check that one out too, Brad. Especially if you're into inspirational, religious songs. Yes, this song is a blessing. There is no doubt. I mean, there's just too many people telling me the same thing that you're telling me. So, you know, I'm blessed. I am blessed, and I thank God for giving it to me.
It's a terrific song. Now, you collaborated with a couple people. Yeah, let's talk about that. Who are they?
Yes, sir. When I wrote my song, He Is, I was in the studio with my music producer, which is Grammy-winning gospel music producer named Kevin Bond.
Yeah.
Yes, he's worked. And so when I was recording He Is, I met a young guy. Well, I guess he's probably about 38. His name is Bernard Williams. And he was so impressed with me. He was saying, you know, I would love one day to record with you. And I said, of course, you know, one day. And so when I got my song, Lord, I Thank You, to Kevin come out, my first initial, you know, perspective, Brad, I didn't want to sing it because I had just sung He Is, and it was just brand new. So I say, I want a chorus to sing the lyrics, and I'm going to back them up, a chorus or a choir, right? And he said, do you remember when you talked to Bernard? How would you like Bernard to sing it? And I thought about him, and I said, well, I never heard Bernard sing. And Bernard basically is a church singer on the choir, so he let me hear Bernard, you know, some of his songs in the church and everything. And he had a beautiful voice, Brad. I say, let's try it. Let's try it in. And so I brought in Bernard Williams and a young lady, the background vocalist. Her name is Ashley Herring. Mm. She has done the background vocals on all my songs, basically on Are You Ready for Your Blessing? I Want You Back. He is. I mean, she has a beautiful voice. You'd think it's about three or four women, but it's just one lady, man.
Yeah, she's really good. I tell you what I liked about... I'm sorry, what was his name again? The guy that did the backup, the background singing?
The guy with the lead vocals, or are you talking about the background? Background, her name is Ashley Harry. The lead vocalist on here, his name is Bernard Williams.
Now, is he the one what came to my mind when I listened is the person that was like emphasizing, like repeating what you were singing, and he would come in there and, you know what I mean? There was like those little punchlines, those little... emphasis. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? Like you would sing a line to a song, and then he would come in and repeat that one part.
Yeah, that was me. When I come in, I say, Lord. When I come in, I'm saying a prayer. Lord.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love that. That was like one of my favorite parts of the song.
Okay, so I'm the one that's basically saying the back, backing him up with the Lord. I thank you and yes.
I love that. I just think it makes the song complete to where it put me in the pew. I mean, it put me, you know, like my preacher was like, you know, like he used to really like, well, you remember that preacher, Charles Stanley? He just passed away. Charles Stanley?
Yes.
That reminded me of that because Charles Stanley would be like that. Now listen, he would say, now listen, when he preached.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and I ended with a prayer also. So I'm Bernard is singing the lead vocals.
God,
you know,
yeah.
This, and I'm backing him up with I'm singing the prayer, and like you say, I'm saying yes,
yeah, yes, stuff.
And thank him every day, things like that. That's me.
Yeah, man, that's some good stuff. The song is multi-layered. That's what I like about it. Also, there's layers to it.
Exactly, and I explained that to Kevin when we talk about organizing my songs. You know, you got to have layers. You got to keep the audience inspired. You know, and go in different directions.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? You don't want your audience to ever get bored. And so I'm glad you brought that up. You know, the organizing of a song is really important.
Right.
And I'm proud that you just brought that up, Brad.
Absolutely. Now, who did the music? Was that samples, or did you bring in musicians for that?
No, my music producer, Kevin Vaughn, he brought it in the music.
Man, you know, that's some good stuff. You can tell you know what he's doing.
Like I say, he's won 3 Grammy Awards. I've been working with him ever since 2017. I brought him in because he's a gospel music producer. You know, of course, all producers say they can produce all music, but his Grammy Awards have been in the gospel field. So when I wrote "Are You Ready for Your Blessing," I brought him in. Somebody had told me about him, and I gave him a call, and he loved the song, and we've been working together ever since.
Oh, that's 2017. Great, man. That's awesome. That's good stuff. All right, let's talk a little bit about your book, your writing.
Yes.
So you're an author, which is really cool. Talk about some of your books that you've written.
Okay, I'm in the process of writing Sweet Inspiration 2 right now. In fact, it'll be out in probably about 3 weeks. But my main book is called Sweet Inspiration, the Book of Inspiration, Inspiration, Poetry, and Song. And it's been out ever since about 21. It came out 2021.
What's the book about?
It's about, I have inspirational passages about living life. And I'm in the physical fitness. I'm talking about eating right. Everything really about positive things in life, eating right. Opinionated things like abortion. We talk about abortion in the book. And then, of course, a lot of my great poetry. We talk about kids. We talk about the races, the human races. And, of course, I got a catalog of my songs also in Sweet Inspiration. And like I say, if you look it up on Amazon and check the reviews, it's a 5-star seller on Amazon.
Nice.
And people love it, and people just been like, coming to me and say, hey, when the next one is coming out? When is the next one? Well, I'm almost about finished with the next one, and it'll be out probably about the next month.
So you may be making it into a series.
Oh yes, of course. I mean, you can't go wrong with inspiration,
right?
Brad, that's what I love, talking about God and inspiration, anything to make people stronger mentally and physically, and knowledge, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge.
You know, and I don't know if you're doing this already, but an idea would also to do it in an audiobook version of it too, because some folks can't really read too good.
Exactly. In fact, Amazon has reached out to me over and over because it's already on Kindle.
Yeah.
But they want me to do an audio.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yes.
There's a lot of folks that you know, they can't read or write too good, and they need that inspiration. You know.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Brad, because I think I'm gonna get with them and do that.
That's great. That's great. All right, man. Let's see. What are some goals you got? Like, we're already coming up on 2024 here pretty soon. Do you want to do any live performing at all, or what's the plan going into next year?
Of course, I'm glad you brought that up. Going to do more, get into doing live performances and get more videos out there for my songs. That's important nowadays in the music industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a hot thing right now. You got to get some videos with your song. I'm going to do that and write more books, anything inspirational. I'm thinking about going into the preaching business, of course. You know, think about becoming a preacher.
I can see that. I feel that with you. I think you'd be a good preacher. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody tell me that. So, you know, I'm thinking about doing that. And you know, I just got a lot of good things on my mind. Everything positive.
What kind of career have you had as far as professionally? Have you always been doing this kind of stuff? Or did you work?
Well, my main career, Brad, is security.
Yep, I did that too.
Officer for the Department of Energy.
Yes.
For 39 years now.
Oh, nice.
And I want to get that 40-year milestone.
Yeah. Now, how old are you? 60, you said?
Yes.
So you got a couple years before you can draw at least partial Social Security if you wanted to.
Yeah, but you know what? God has been good to me, Brad. I mean, I've always invested in my money and everything.
There you go.
So, I could hold off that 1 year before Social
Security. Yeah, man. That's good.
It's no big deal. But I'm just looking forward to be able to, you know, just sit down every day and just concentrate on my music and my book writing and make that my main career. You know, I'm excited about that. You know, so, you know, it might happen any day now, Brad. That I might just go 24/7 music, writing, and, yes.
Let me ask you this. I interview a lot of hip-hop artists on this show. Some really good, talented ones, too. And a lot of them are from really, really tough places, inner cities, and a lot of them have challenges. Some of them spent some time in prison. Some of them been incarcerated. But I've always found goodness in almost every one of them that I've talked to. And I use that opportunity. I mean, I only have 30 or maybe 40 minutes, you know, of their lives on my show. You know what I mean? So I like to use that opportunity to encourage them to keep on pursuing music, because if they're doing that, it's less time they can get in trouble.
That's awesome, Brad. That's awesome.
So what I wanted to ask you, what is a message you could give, let's just say a young man or woman who's you know, doing the hip hop thing or whatever kind of genre music, but they've been in and out of the trouble with the law, and they may still be flirting around with that kind of trouble. What's the message you can give them? Because a lot of them listen to my podcast. What's the message because you're a godly guy, you're such an inspirational guy. What's the message you can give to them?
Brad, my message would be to them is remember where you come from. That's God Almighty. Stay on God's side. Do positive things. Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, we live in a world that's filled with negativity. You know, distance yourself from negativity and stay on God's side and watch Him work. When you stay in God's circle, watch Him work. I'm trying to tell you, you know, if you keep stepping out of His circle, you might not be happy. But I'm trying to tell you, if you give Him 100% of your heart, stay in His circle, and you're going to see yourself grow. You're going to do great things, and He's going to bless you to use your gifts in the right manner. So my inspiration, Brad, like I say, is stay positive, you know, ask God for guidance. Do positive things and watch your life grow.
I love it. That's a great message. I appreciate you sharing that. All right, so the song is called "Lord, I Thank You." This gentleman here, Mr. Mac Holland, multi-talented author, singer, gospel singer. I just love it. So we're at the part of the interview where I want to make sure before we wrap it up, and I'll let you tell everybody where they can follow you and get your music too in just a second. But before we get to that, is there anything that I missed that you want to promote before we wrap the interview up?
Well, of course, Brad, you know, this time of year, like I've told you, I recorded numerous songs, and I have a beautiful Christmas song called "This Christmas Is For You."
Oh, man.
It's very well loved. It's been out maybe about 2 years now, but please take the time to listen to "This Christmas Is For You" by Mac Holland. Of course, please take the time to listen to "He Is," my gospel song. It came out December of 2022. I am the lead vocalist on that song, and you will love it as well. It might give you some competition with "Lord, I Thank You," Brad.
You're challenging me now. I'm going to go listen to it.
It's smoother, it's slower, but you'll love it, Brad. It's called "He Is." And like I say, please keep in touch with me. You can find me on Facebook. I love to do inspiration on Facebook. Of course, my website, https://macholland.com. Or holler at me on my email, which is terinf319@yahoo.com. So in those, especially my website, you'll find my telephone number, and you'll find all the songs that I have recorded over the years. So take the time to see that, Brad.
I'll do it. And all my listeners out there, you do it too. And everybody subscribe to Mac Holland's YouTube channel, and also like and share his video. That helps the algorithm, and it gets you more subscribers and helps you grow, and you can get more people to listen to your music. So I encourage everybody to do that. Mr. Mac Holland, you've been a joy to talk to. I appreciate you joining the show, and I want you to come back when you got some more you want to talk about.
Thank you, Brad, and I enjoy talking to you, and keep up the good work.
You do the same. You're doing some good stuff, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, take care, buddy.
Okay, you too.